Welcome to Mixed Noise, episode 91. Today's April 2nd, 2015. I'm Marcus.
I'm Jesse.
Jesse. April Fools. It's at... Oh, I know it is April 2nd. Oh.
Yeah.
Can we do this again?
Mm-mm.
No?
Mm-mm. Oh. How was your April Fools? Any office pranks out there?
No, surprisingly.
Yeah, we were too busy for that shit.
Yeah, it was like, oh shit, it's April. Like, it was more of a realization that it's already April, than like, yeah, April Fools, you guys.
We're old.
I guess we're a little old. But Jesse, like everyone else, like they do April Fools,
like who?
all the
jobs.
Internet. Well, I guess people with fun jobs do it, but I mean,
You have a fun
I wouldn't about. Want to do April Fools like at work. I just like I wouldn't like that feels like a waste of my time.
Mm-hmm.
Like let's just take the work out of the equation. I don't want to do it to anyone for anything ever. Like I don't care.
I saw a picture on Twitter of Popeyes. Like someone left a Popeyes box on their desk and just said, "Here's for your Popeyes." And they opened it and it just said, "April Fools." Let me tell you, Marcus. I would have shot up the
was
whole.
Was it churches
office.
Instead?
I would have shot up the whole office. I would have shot them all up.
Oh.
I'm putting cases on all you niggas. I'm hold training day on them.
Well, what happens if they put KFC in there instead?
Even worse. People will die.
You think that's worse than it being a bait and switch completely where there's like nothing in there?
I think that's worse.
Oh, I would take the free food. You know what? I'm trying to think of one of those switches that would anger me. I think maybe if they said, "Here's some Domino's," and then I open it up, it's fucking Pizza Hut. It's like modern day Pizza Hut.
Or it's like actual Domino's. I don't know.
Yo, Domino's is great. What are you talking about?
Placing bones.
When's the last time you had Domino's? Oh, I get what you're saying.
Yeah,
you're talking about that hood game.
Yeah, they play on the weekends in the driveway.
Yeah, that would get me very mad. I'd throw that shit on the floor.
When someone's cheating, so they bring out the gat and shoot.
Damn.
That shit. Uncle Lenny getting mad because Roger's winning all the games. Yeah, that shit.
Who the hell's Raj?
I don't know.
Is it some Indian you invited to your family cookout, or?
Just the white neighbor.
Oh, okay.
Who has a poodle for a dog.
That's not a dog.
Talks with a lisp. Anyways,
so as far as company, like on, you know, like real April Fool's jokes that companies pull, did anything hit your
my Twitter feed? Beyonce kind of did something funny.
She put out a good song.
No, she put on Instagram like a snippet of a song, but it's like an old song that was supposed to come out on her last album from about 2 years ago. And yeah, so that's kind of an April Fool's joke. She just put it out there that like I'm coming out with new music, but she's not really is. There was something else I saw. Manny, they tried to send the Manny Pacquiao Floyd fight was off.
Oh,
but it's still going.
It might as well be. It's $100.
That's all I need to know. Told you, Marcus, is mine.
You're down for that? But that's
yes.
Like,
I told you, all I need to know is how much the price was, and I'm getting it.
It's half decade too late.
I don't care.
I'm going to pay premium prices for this PS3. It's like, dude, like,
it's not
we're
that,
done with that.
It's not really that bad, though, because, like, Manny Pacquiao
unboxing.
And Floyd, there's another factor, but Manny Pacquiao and Floyd Mayweather are still really, really good fighters. Not as great as they were 2009, but they're still really good, and they could still put on the show. It's not like they're freaking, if Mike Tyson and Roy Jones started to fight today, like, that. It's not like that. They're still really good fighters, and yeah, it's going to be an awesome fight. So yeah, that's all I need to know. How much of this? It's not as big as it was should have been a couple years ago, but it's still big enough for me, and I'm still gonna get it because I love boxing.
So, well, how are you gonna feel in the second round when Mayweather knocks Pacquiao out?
I'm gonna feel some type of way.
Would you feel like, oh, that was money well spent? I got two whole rounds out of this.
Look, Mayweather did that to me before with Victor Ortiz when he cheap shotted Victor Ortiz and knocked him out, and that was it. And I mean, it happens. That's part of the game.
Is anything in the ring a cheap shot, though, Jesse?
It was a cheap shot, but whatever. I mean, Victor Ortiz was headbutting him the whole time, and then when he tried to apologize, he kept on kissing his cheek for some reason. And then when the ref looked away, Mayweather knocked him with a two-piece and knocked him out.
That's the way it should be.
Yeah,
the way it should be. But yeah, all right. I'm trying to think of any April Fool's ones that got me. One of the ones that got me angry, Jesse.
Was it
angry because
one?
It was months in the making. Months in the goddamn making. Happy ending
What's up with that?
season
I don't
like four.
understand.
There was a countdown on their Twitter feed, and it coincided with April 1st, and I was like, oh shit, and it started ramping up, and then April 1st rolls around, they just say April Fool's, guys. Like nothing else. Not even like we're gonna be on streaming services now. Nope, not a goddamn thing. Just sort of a they could have just put like a middle finger, a little picture of that. It's the same thing. It hurt my soul. I mean, why else is what's this fool's name? Damon Wayans Jr. and like all of their other shows getting canceled if they're not gonna do something with it? They're just failures, Jesse. That's all they are. I can't deal.
Fuck
So you
them.
know what? I would have said, all right, fuck April Fools. But there was a light in the darkness.
Which was?
Deadpool. So I saw a little news article that says Ryan Reynolds addresses the PG-13 rating of Deadpool.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the fuck? So, you know, I mean, I click on it because like this is some bullshit. And it, you know, it's sort of like a little interview with Mario Lopez and bait and switch time, Jesse. Fuck it, it's rated R, and it was so much fun. Oh, I'm so hyped for Deadpool now.
Is there a
Like,
trailer?
even more. No, it wasn't a trailer, but Deadpool showed up.
Oh.
He showed up in that little snippet. But yeah, man, it's coming. It's actually happening.
All right.
Thank you, Ryan Reynolds. Thank you forever.
Gorgeous man, you.
He's so charming. You know. But yeah,
About
did
April
you have
Fools?
anything else? Yeah, did you have anything
No.
else on April Fools?
Not really. It wasn't really. Because it was the first of the month for me. So, at my job, there was a bunch of crackheads wanting to cash that check, so. Yeah.
Wake up, wake up, wake up.
Yeah, so first of the month. That's how it went for me. But no, should we talk about Walking Dead now?
I was trying to think of an April Fool's thing with Walking Dead.
That is good.
But yeah, well, I mean,
I'm just kidding.
I
I'm
liked
just
this
kidding.
finale.
I'm just
I
kidding.
liked it.
I'm just kidding.
You should be.
I don't like
Ex
it that
and
much.
oh, see, mine was again like Carl died and everyone cheered. But I didn't really like get annoyed by Carl in this episode
'Cause
because
he was
he
just
just sort
there
of
with
hid
the
in the
baby.
house with the exactly.
I
Hide in the house with the baby, you little bitch.
didn't really like the season finale. It was okay. It was probably like on a grade scale, probably like a B minus.
I would have
I
gone
wanna
B
get a C
plus, but
plus. I wanna say C plus.
C plus,
Yeah.
goodness. My goodness. Jesse, tell me why.
It was 1 hour and 20, where nothing really progressed other than the last maybe 5 minutes of when the whole thing with Rick in the town. It just felt like they were selling me something big, but it wasn't that big of a deal. It felt like another episode to me. And
You keep saying that about season finales. I don't think you. I think bigger shows have like Hannibal and Breaking Bad have spoiled you for season finales.
I mean, come on, they're good shows. They know how to close out their seasons. They know how to wrap it up and also keep you wanting, oh, this is what happened to season three or season four. You know, they wrap up that storyline and move on. But this one just kind of, and then I hated it so much. The whole ironic ending of this episode, the whole like, oh, maybe Rick should have killed him last episode, or maybe Michonne should have started with her the whole time. Just. He hated it all. And I hated them justifying Rick trying to kill that old dude. Like, ugh.
This
Now,
is my house. This is not my house.
it's okay for Rick to kill this guy because he killed someone else. He should have killed him last week. He should have done it already. Whatever, man. You guys are whack.
Yeah, it's almost like no more half measures or something. But now maybe the people of Alexandria will learn. And I don't feel like stuff only happened at the end. Like at, you know, at the beginning, hey, look who's back. It's been like a
Morgan,
whole half season.
he was a highlight of this episode. He's out there, Book of Eli out there, man.
That's what I was thinking too. I thought he was actually blind for a second
Me
too.
too. He was looking away and everything, whipping people's asses. But he had those two other dudes, and then the whole Daryl and those storylines are great. Glenn and old boy, that was a very intense storyline. The Rick storyline just bugs me the most, man. Rick and Alexandria bugs me the most. Just can't stand it. Fuck Rick,
And
all
yet,
because his face he
I
knew
like the
of.
bits of that too, where initially, like, you know, he wakes up and they're like, "What the fuck?" Everyone's like, "What the fuck?" I like how there's that little bit of mistrust of what homegirl, what's her name? Samurai Michonne. Thank you.
Michonne.
You know that they're like, let's not quite clue her in just yet, because you know she knocks him out to save him, quote unquote. But like, We don't know what side she's on right now. Let's sort of chill out with that. And they're still pretty much cement, like, all right. So like if they try to kick me out, we kill them. That was like their plan. And I was like, yeah, it's a great plan.
But I don't know, man. Like, what's another part that I liked of it?
Like a weak link is the father,
What do you
like
mean?
that whole storyline. Him and Sasha and Maggie,
Oh yeah.
like all of that garbage, just straight trash.
Yeah. I don't understand why the whole when Maggie spied, or not really spied, but she's eavesdropped on Father Gabriel. Oh, and that's another one. Father Gabriel. What?
That's what I just said, you bitch.
Can't stand it.
Yeah. Hey, I'm gonna I give up on life. Psych. No, I don't.
April
But
Fools!
I'm still gonna cry, you guys. I'm gonna cry super hard.
Why did he kill that zombie? There was no blood on his white shirt.
Because zombies don't bleed, except for when they want them to bleed all over Rick, just all over Rick.
And then you said Matt, him and what's her name, Sasha. And Sasha annoyed me the most too. Her storyline, we need to put her down. I'm done.
Well, we got close when she was just, chilling out on a bed of
I
zombies.
wanted the zombie to wake up so bad, man.
And just bite
Yeah,
her?
just by the
Yeah.
face.
Right.
I never wanted this so bad. I don't know.
Because nowadays she just has a crazy look on her face all the
No,
time.
just put her down already. Jesus. Someone.
Just all the time. That's not great. But like I like the other stuff. Carol walking in on Dr. Boy.
Yeah.
Just sort of being a psycho. Like people are saying, "Oh, look at Rick, he's crazy." But like, guys, look at Carol.
Yeah,
How
Carol's
crazy
insane.
she is. That's all she
And when
does.
Rick made that plan, like, we're gonna kill them, blah, blah, blah. Like, who's ready to go? Carol. Carol's ready to go. Let's do
Oh,
it.
yep. And I don't know if it was then or a little bit later when she was talking about, like, oh, we got to tell them stories because ch they're children and children love stories. And I read something later. It was like, oh, that would have been cool. Like, they thought that was foreshadowing them killing a bunch of the townspeople because Carol loves to kill children.
Yeah.
And I mean, apparently not. But, like, I don't know. Carol and children still a so weird area nowadays.
Yeah.
Like she used to be like ruthless with them, and you sort of like with the girls, it made sense why she was trying to train them to be better. But then like now it just seems like she hates kids, like just period.
I think it's just for her not to get close to them. We always go with that, but what else would happen? I don't know what else
I
happened in
mean
this
that
episode. We pretty much covered
that's
everything,
that's
but.
ma that's I mean that's mainly it. Again with the beginning of the movie, and you
Oh.
get a better idea of who the W guys are.
Oh, yeah, those dudes. I did some reading on Walking Dead because I'm fed up,
Oh, you
so.
did. You were curious. You
Yeah,
just said,
just
"Fuck
like.
it. I'm gonna go."
Like, apparently there's like a big ass war that's gonna come up, and they're part of it? I don't know. Did they actually stay in Alexandria? Is that what happens?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they do. They do. Like the way this episode ended is not what I pictured, and I guess that's going to be the mid-season finale, which it's a little rough. I'll admit it's that much. That's a little rough for them to take it to that long, but we'll see. I guess they're putting off Negan, I guess, until next season
Did
finale.
you hear they want Don Draper to be Negan?
I mean, he'll do it. Like, what has he said no to?
I don't want him to. Don't give me a reason to watch this show.
You're already watching, you're already here.
Don't do it. Don't give me more incentive. Don't do it.
I mean, so here's the thing.
Okay.
Like, in real life, Jon Hamm, and I don't know if this is some just publicity thing, but like he's an alcoholic apparently.
Well, yeah, I mean, I kind of.
You figured as much?
Because when Tony Soprano died of a heart attack in Italy from eating spaghetti, I was like, what's next? Don Hamm's gonna die of liver disease or something? And yeah, here we are. He's in rehab because problems with alcohol. But yeah, my girlfriend
But
thinks it's a publicity stunt. I don't know.
it seemed like a little, the timing of it.
Yeah.
Like right as people start talking about Mad Men again, it's like, oh, Don Draper's like an alcoholic. Oh, hey, Jon Hamm, like he's got some problems too, I guess. And so I'm thinking if he's that much of a method actor, maybe he becomes Negan, he just starts like going fucking batshit on people. Like he'll make Daniel Day-Lewis look like a bitch in comparison. I don't know. I don't know what Jon Hamm's capable of. I know for a fact that Bryan Cranston doesn't cook meth, so it's not required that they have to like follow their
No, they
characters.
go all the way through with it. Nah. Who was another character that I kind of thought like would go their route with their character playing? I forgot who else was it, but McNulty out
Omar.
there being
Oh,
McNulty come
McNulty.
turns out he has an STD or something. I don't know.
I mean, you know what? I believe that one completely. Both McNulty and his character Noah in the affair. Like that fool just loves fucking.
I know.
Yeah. So, you know, I agree with you there. But let's just wait for it to happen. How would they reveal that though? Would it have to be a rumor that comes out?
What with McNulty being having an STD? I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah.
You know,
Or it's like
he would have do like
he
Michael
doesn't.
Douglas, who came out with HPV. Yeah.
I guess. I thought maybe like a PSA or something.
Who said he went down? Who said he got it from going down on Catherine Zeta-Jones too much?
Of course. You can't trust where she's been.
Anyway, we're getting off track.
Oh,
I don't know. I just
yeah,
didn't
Walking Dead or
like.
something.
I just didn't like the season finale. I think it was okay, but I think it was that great.
What did you want from it?
I don't know, man.
Like, now the town's following Rick. Like, that's what was gonna
I
happen.
don't like Rick anymore. I don't like him. I'm not a fan.
Why not? Why don't you like him? Cause he's like crazy?
I just
And
don't. My dad, he's a big old Rick fan, but I'm just like, I don't believe the hype, man. I wouldn't follow Rick. Get out of your mind. Let's make Morgan the leader. But he's crazy too. I don't know. I don't know what I
Yeah,
wanted from
like
this
I
episode.
wouldn't know how Morgan got to be where he is now.
Yeah. I don't know what I wanted from this episode. But actually, the first time I watched it, yeah, I didn't really like it. But after reading more into it, I kind of understood it. So it's all good.
Yeah,
Glenn,
man,
the Glenn
like
thing stressed me out. Daryl stressed me out.
I
But
well
I
I
think this.
Daryl's safe. He's
I think
safe.
the whole thing with Daryl did went on Twitter. He was like, "Yo, need some bag. You need some tissues or something." I'm like, "I thought someone's gonna die. Thought for sure it was gonna.
April
Like, thought it was Glenn for sure."
Fool. Yeah. Well, so here's the thing. Glenn should have died. Like when you look at that episode,
Yeah.
how did he get it out of the zombies that were like all piling on him?
Is he bit? Or did he get bit? Think?
I don't think so. No, I don't think so. I mean, I guess they could. It's weird they never really address it, so it could definitely happen. I don't know why they'd want it to happen unless they want to cut off his arm or something. But I don't know, man. I just feel like, why did that happen to begin with? Why did that dude jump over the fence and have Glenn go follow him? Why doesn't he just sneak up on Glenn and like the in Alexandria,
Yeah.
take him down?
Maybe dealing with the body there.
Yeah, I guess, man. I don't know. I don't know. I also, what do you think about Glenn sparing him?
Glenn's a better man than me.
Yeah, the dude'd be so dead.
He should have been worse than dead. I don't know. He's better. He's always had that kind of thing going for him, though. You know, the
Yeah,
righteousness.
it was weird. I was exercising the other day, listened to a podcast where they start talking about The Walking Dead. As soon as they do that on the TV right there, oh, look at this. Episode 2 of the series pops up, and you see Rick almost dying in like the tank and stuff, and he meets Glenn, and like Glenn looks so young and innocent, and they're all so scared of all these zombies, and it's like, oh, that's right, like they weren't always, pieces of shit. Like although they did do that pretty crappy thing to Merle, like pretty early on, but
Yeah, well, they're confused. They didn't know what to do.
I'll chalk that one up to like they don't like they sucked, like they didn't know how to deal with anything then.
Yeah.
So.
Fuck, I was gonna tell you something. Oh, the spin-off series. You know how
Fear the
that's
Walking
just gonna
Dead.
suck? Because it's called Fear the Walking Dead. Like, you're gonna always, like, whenever you talk about that show with someone else. It's going to get confusing because you're going to shorten it. And you're going to say Fear of the Walking Dead. Did you watch Fear of the
This is
Walking
gonna be
Dead last night?
Fear.
We'll call it Fear.
Yeah,
Oh, okay.
it'll be Fear, or it'll be Walking Dead LA. It'll get something else.
Don't
Well,
know.
no one's ever gonna say Fear the Walking Dead.
Yeah.
The only time you're gonna hear anything related to that is that goddamn Talking Dead version they're gonna do, where it's gonna be Hear the Walking Dead, and it's like, okay, let's. Like, I'm pretty sure that's the only reason they named it what they named it. Just because, like, well, we need to. Like, how are we gonna talk about this afterwards? We need to milk this shit for all it's worth.
Yeah.
And did they announce a like an air date? Is it in the summer?
Yeah, it's in the summer.
Yeah, which is fine. It's like, yeah,
So
well.
it kind of closes up the gap between summer and
The two half
October.
seasons,
Yeah.
yeah, pretty much, and you know what? There's only like two shows in the summer, Hannibal and Rick and Morty, so I'm probably gonna watch this one too.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll see how long that goes. I guess that's pretty much it for this season. What did you think about Rick like just dumping that zombie out in front of them in their little meeting?
I thought it was going to go sideways, though, the whole meeting when they're all like trying to praise Rick and trying to say, hey, he's a good guy. He's done this and this and this for us. And I was like, Rick's going to show up with ball with his blood on his face and stuff. They're going to kick him out. I
Oh,
Like they're gonna come in here all crazy. I don't know.
Like earlier on, I thought more zombies were gonna get in than just the one.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was like, huh.
Father Gabriel
You
did
just
on a.
have to show up as being crazy. Father Gabriel, oh, he's such a.
He did it on
He's.
purpose, right?
No, I think he was just like, what? Whatever. Like, it would have made more sense if he had done it on purpose. I don't think he did. Because you see him try to close the gate, but like in such a shitty way, it just like poof, opens it right back up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he just sucks, Jesse. I'm pretty sure he just sucks.
It makes me
And
mad because
beyond
he's.
that,
I like
what's
him.
up?
It makes me mad because I like him in The Wire.
Yeah, you just gotta pretend they're two different people now.
Right, that's what I'm doing.
Yeah. And then the other thing was that little end bit where Morgan comes up. He's like, Rick,
He looks crazy.
I.
Like, what the hell?
See, that's the thing though. I didn't think, like, compared to last episode where Rick was crazy, like looking super crazy, I felt like, well, I mean, Morgan's gonna be a little like, oh, that's weird. But when everyone else around him was like, yeah, no, that's what we're gonna do, it feels like it doesn't really, like, it's not gonna last into the next season, or at least it shouldn't last because it's a cheap cliffhanger.
I didn't think it was going to be any big deal when the next episode comes up in October. Like, it's going to be resolved quickly. But I just
Yeah,
thought it
like
was funny.
a 10-minute conversation in first episode. It's cool.
Yeah. But that's what I hope for, you know? All right, Marcus, you got
Yeah.
me up on this last season, this episode. But I just didn't like. I just don't. I don't know, man. I don't like the whole thing. I don't like glorifying Rick. You know what I mean? Don't like doing
I don't know, man. Give Rick whatever he wants. Unless
it.
he wants, like, to take care of that baby, in which case, no. Kill the baby. God damn. But yeah, all right. So that, I mean, that was The Walking Dead, and by extension, Fear the Walking Dead, because it's gonna be the same show, right?
Yeah,
Like,
pretty much.
yeah, because I'm interested in Fear the Walking Dead because I want to know how are you gonna make it different, guys? Besides it being in L.A., like, what's the difference
The
between the two shows?
before the thing went down, like,
Did they gonna start that much earlier?
yeah, from the looks of
Because
it,
I know
yeah.
they said they're gonna have it like closer to the actual incident, but I didn't know it was gonna be before too.
It's gonna be the day of, I guess, you know, like when everything went down the drain and from there on out. But
Well, I guess we'll see how that turns out. Any potential crossover, you think?
they would have to do a serious time jump, wouldn't they? Or
I
would they have to
mean,
be like during like the past or whatever, Walking Dead the past will meet
a
Michonne or
bit, or
something.
like you see people like maybe that you see in The Walking Dead, but like they came from West, like even Rosita and that crew, didn't they come from California?
Yeah, that'd be cool. That'd be interesting.
Yeah.
I think they kind of laid the groundwork for that actually in this past season.
Yeah. So, we'll see how it goes. I'm not writing it off just yet. I yeah, it's a cash grab, but hey, if they give it some money, it might not be a terrible thing to watch. It might just be more Walking Dead, which is like, yeah, it's decent TV.
What else do you? Is that it for TV?
Yep.
I actually remembered I did watch a movie. It was a indie movie on Netflix.
It follows.
This with old boy from How I Met Your Mother, Josh Radnor.
Oh God, he's done other things?
Yeah, and it's this movie called Liberal Arts. It's with Elizabeth Olsen.
Oh, the hot one.
Yeah, the one this one who's actually acting and doing
And
stuff.
doing stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a typical indie movie. Typical. I learned something here. The character learned something. Indie movie. It's about this guy who goes back home. To see his former college professor, and he's like the guy Josh Radnor is like 20 some or not 20, he's 30 some years old, and he meets Elizabeth Olsen and he falls in love with her, kind of like he starts liking her, starts enticing the relationship, I guess, and she's like 19 years old, so there's this dilemma like whether he should even pursue it. He begins to pursue it, and me, I'm like, I don't really care about age, like if she's cool, she's cool, I guess, unless it's, you know, she's over 18, then you're good, man, you know. But there's this one part in the movie where they get in an argument, and then like, and that's when it hits me. I'm like, oh yeah, she's 19. You can't really talk to her because she's crazy. Like she's not really mature at your maturity level of understanding,
Why?
I guess.
What's she talking
I
about, or
guess she was
whatever?
she like they got in, like everything was cool, going cool, and they got in a room or in their dorm room and stuff, and she was like, I want you to spend the night. And he goes, all right, that's cool. And then she comes out and just says, I'm a virgin and I want you to be my first, right? And it freaks him out. And she's like, she's trying to convince him to do it. And he's like, no, I can't do that. Like, you're insane. Like, just no. And she keeps like, come on, please, no. No, come on. And she's going, like, giving all these kind of, I don't forget what the examples she would give if she would give, but she would not listen to, oh, Josh Radnor. And she got upset, kicked him out, But I like when he was having that conversation with her about why he shouldn't do this, and like he appreciates her, he wants to validate their relationship and whatever, but like he doesn't want to ruin anything. She was like, she wasn't having it. So
It's unbelievable though, right? 'Cause like, A, why would he say no? And B, come on.
guess
Elizabeth Olsen being a virgin at that age?
the whole 19 and it was the whole like her being 19 and he just couldn't get past that. And then
It's not like she was a senior in high school or
I know
something.
she's in college, but she's still 19, man. Like, you ever talk to a 19-year-old these days? Like, we're only like 5 years apart from them. Five.
Oh yeah, they sucked. Like, all right. If I can go on a quick tangent here, I found out apparently we're millennials,
I'm not a
Jesse.
millennial. I thought we're
No,
Generation Y.
that's how I felt too. That it's the same thing. Generation
I
Y,
thought
aka millennials,
like my
is what we are.
sister, who's like anybody who's 18 right now, are millennials. That's what I always thought.
Pretty much, always felt like, oh, we're the sort of this in between thing because like partially because of technology, it sort of created like another generation in between that sort of really has a sep you know because like we grew up on dial up,
Yeah,
like that's the
I
stuff I
remember that
remember.
tone.
They don't have that. These motherfuckers like have iPads and
Yeah,
stuff all the time.
my niece knows how to work an iPad by a year and a half. It's a year and a half right now. She could work it.
Yeah, and Jesse, growing up, did you get participation trophies?
No, I said you suck. They told me you suck and try harder next time.
I want a trophy. You're lucky you're getting dinner, you loser. Like, oh, okay. Yeah, that's the thing. So when I found out about that, it ruined my day. That was,
Not
I think that was
millennial.
like Tuesday or Monday, and I was just like, no,
I don't own these
this day's
motherfuckers.
done.
I'm not doing it.
I'm a millennial now. I'm
Hell
dead
no.
inside.
Hell no.
So
But I don't know. With the
but this movie's a
movie,
little older, right?
nah, it's like
Like a few
it's
years?
recent.
Really? How old is she in real life? She's like 25 or something, right?
Think so. No, you know what? It's 2012, so I guess it's not that recent. Felt like, man,
Okay,
2012
that
seems like it was
figures.
yesterday.
Yeah, fuck, right?
I don't know, but overall, the film, like, I mean, he's just looking to find answers in his own life, I guess. And apparently he learned something, but I didn't really get, you know what I mean? Like, he obviously learned something in his life in this movie, but
But you don't know why?
I don't really know what happened, where he got it from. But there was another subplot in this movie where he befriended this kid who had major emotional issues, and he almost overdosed on some pills, called up Josh Radnor, and he was like, I need some help, blah, blah, blah. Like, they had like a little friendship going on. I was like, I wish the movie was more about them than him trying to hook up with this 19-year-old here. That part would have been more interesting. But
Let me ask you this about Josh Radnor's
it's a poor
moment
man's
of clarity.
he's a poor man's what's his name? Jason Bateman. Anyways, go on. But his moment of clarity.
So yeah, did he, sort of like look at something longingly for a little bit and then sort of just chuckle to himself?
No, he slept with his former professor in college. One of his former professors in college. And she was a dick to him. And, like, I guess that was his learning. So he can't be
I
a
don't.
dick. I don't know. That's what I'm guessing. Because she was her favorite teacher or whatever. And, like, I don't know. I guess because she was so bitter. And he, like, during the whole movie, he was really bitter at life, too. And she saw that, how bitter she was. And he was like, I don't want to be that person. Life is better than that. And
So then he went back to Elizabeth Olsen and said, "All right."
nah. He wrote her though. Like, they had that little thing too. They wrote each other letters all the time.
Fuck this movie, Jesse.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend it. Out of 10, I'd probably give it like a 5.
Four,
A
five.
5. But yeah, Josh Radnor, I came to the conclusion, Josh Radnor, he's gonna be the poor man's Jason Bateman. He's like everybody's man, you know what I mean? Like, he could play that role. Just normal man, company man.
I think he's just gonna be Ted and never do anything after that.
I saw him in another movie called Happy Thank You More Please. That's another indie movie, typical
Why
indie
aren't they giving
movie.
him work, Jesse?
'Cause he's just there. He just has that face.
Exactly, like he's not bad. I think he's a pretty decent actor, but like I don't feel the need to see him in other things, like ever.
Same thing with Jason Bateman.
And hey, Jason Bateman's great.
I don't know about all that, Marcus. Calm down. Calm
Which
down.
one's Bateman? Is he the one in Arrested Development?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's great.
Calm down, man.
Yeah, him and Sudeikis,
Sudeikis is
they're so
awesome.
cool.
He'll always be a hero to me.
Because of his
Yeah,
wife.
and who he is, he'll always be a hero to me.
Well, who's Bateman married to?
I don't know.
So if he could be a hero too if you found out who he's
No, I
married
don't
to.
like his movies.
Oh, you liked Horrible Bosses too?
No, what? I didn't even like Horror Fossils. Who ordered that?
Horrible Bosses 1 was great, but I mean Sudeikis was in 2, and that one sucks.
Jason Sudeikis is Saturday Night Live. He was always funny in Saturday Night Live. So.
He also had that dumb movie with the road trip,
Oh,
right?
I
No
like that one though.
Regrets?
Made me laugh.
The Millers, something?
Where the Millers made me laugh.
Oh,
Hall
well,
Pass
I
made me
mean,
laugh.
oh, Jesse.
Semi-pro, no, didn't make me
Do you
laugh.
also love Ted 2 and like
Nah.
50 Ways to Die in the West?
Nah.
Hmm.
Did Ted 2 already come
Yeah,
out?
it's I think that's it's this summer, but I mean the trailers have, and it looks worse than the first one.
Oh, yeah.
Which, by the way, I actually sort of liked the first one. I thought it was all right, but it looked not good. This sequel, bad, bad sequel.
Well, that's it for my movies.
I have other movie news that it's just insane. It's like, what better marketing is there? The trailer for the new Star Wars in front of the Avengers? Like, how? There's not enough theaters to hold all these people, Jesse. Like, that's just not right. I know, I know.
Man.
We're all gonna get arrested like Pee-wee Herman. Oh,
Man.
I came, sorry. Yeah, take me away. Fuck, man.
Star Wars before the Avengers. Man. I can't wait for May 2nd. That day is going to be fantastic. Probably the greatest day of my
Oh,
life.
Jesse, you're scheduled to work.
No. No.
I'm sick.
May 2nd. Actually, no, I don't work that. No, I don't. I shouldn't.
You already know your schedule, like a month ahead of
No,
time?
I haven't gotten it, but I shouldn't work that day.
You're just saying you
I'm
shouldn't.
putting in the universe.
Like, I morally shouldn't work that day.
Yeah.
It'd be a crime. Yeah, and here's the thing. I'm probably not gonna watch it when it comes out.
What, the Avengers?
Yeah, I'm probably
What?
gonna wait like a week or so.
I think I'm gonna see Fast and Furious this weekend.
Oh,
Can't wait.
3 or 7?
Can't wait.
I hear that one's insane. Like, bonkers, crazy, good.
Can't wait.
What else can they do at this
I don't
point?
know. Whatever they
The
want,
car
man.
volcano?
Yes.
There's a,
Give
yeah,
it to
okay.
me.
Well, oh man. Have you gone back and seen the first Fast and the Furious?
Yeah.
Like, it sucks, right?
Wasn't well, no, I love Fast and the Furious, the first one. It's awesome.
Oh.
Fast and
But like,
Furious
Too Fast, Too Furious? That
two,
one sucks,
it's
right?
not that bad. Tokyo Drift is awful. Four is a good
Yeah.
comeback. Five is great. Six is awesome. And I can't wait for seven.
Yeah, I guess. This is the last one too, right? They just said, all right, we're
No,
done.
I'm pretty sure they could go on for another one. I know the whole, Paul Walker being dead. But
It didn't stop him this time.
I'm pretty sure they will come back.
And he'll be in that one too.
I think that's it. You're done with movies? Because I want to get into
Yeah, I'm
something.
done with movies. I don't want to watch movies. Oh, you mean like for this week? Yeah, I'm done.
Well, I listened to Wale's new album.
A nigga feeling hopeless. Who am I to change perception? If a nigga kill a nigga, he's another statistic. If a skin a low, a different nigga say it was self-defense. Nigga feeling hopeless. Staring at the idiot box with a meters. If a killer was a nigga, what niggas still really care?
I'm gonna just talk briefly about it. It's okay. It's nothing different from what he's ever done before, if you're familiar with Wale's work. That's probably what I'm gonna tell you all. It's
Damn.
just not. I mean, it's just nothing impressive. It's nothing that.
Did you hear about him crying?
What's he crying for? He's always crying.
I think people don't like me the way they like Kendrick.
See, that's what I'm talking about. That's the whole, like. That's why I don't really fuck with Wale like that, because he's so sensitive. He's a sensitive guy. He does not block out the criticism. He's always taking it.
Well, I mean, did you hear one of the things he said, though, was that, like, I don't get respect. Katy Perry has her security, like, move me out of the way at parties.
Because you're Wale. You're not Kanye, man. He swears he's Kanye, but he's not. Stop it. You're a rap. I'm sorry, man. You're not. You're okay, you
I
know?
don't know, man. I felt for him. Like, I really felt
You
for
fell
him.
for him. He's not. He's. It's nothing.
He's my new Drake.
He's really annoying, like, with that shit, man. Like, he deserves a lot more, but it's just like, well, do something, man. Like, make something good then. I don't know. Make a better than album. I don't know.
Any songs off of it you like?
I like the J. Cole one. I like the Girls on Drugs. I like,
You mean greatest rapper of 2014, J. Cole?
yeah, that man, that guy.
Oh, that one. Okay.
It's called the album about nothing, and just Seinfeld throughout the whole thing, so it's pretty cool. And the reason why it's called album about nothing, because back in the day when Wale was first coming up, he had this whole thing about mixtape about nothing and all that, right? Because he was a big Seinfeld fan, I guess. So yeah, so he's going back to those roots, but it's not a really impressive album. I think I'll give it like a six. Six. But
And Jesse, though, if I wanted to hear this album in high quality, Over the internet, where should I go?
Recently you should there was something that popped up, streaming service for you guys, for everybody.
Spotify.
Called no. Tidal is a Jay-Z streaming service. He bought it from this I guess it's Swedish people. I don't know. He bought it from them, relaunched it, and it's called Tidal. It's a streaming service just like Spotify. It has everything about Spotify, right?
It looks like Spotify.
It's everything that Spotify does, and here's another one, right? But the trick or the difference is where Spotify pays artists pennies, Tidal will give the artist more money on the dollar. They will have all access to the first equity of if you drop your album on the spot on Tidal, right? So I guess that's pretty cool. You know what I mean? Because Spotify is always rips off the artist. But at the same time, Marcus, I don't feel like paying $20 a month to hear songs from rappers who always talk about how they're ballin'. Why should I pay for their shit? They sound like they're rich. Why should I pay for them? Stop it.
The music industry is dying,
You guys
though.
had this meeting that was basically a front for help me, I'm poor. Bullshit. I hate you all. And I know Kanye was in it too. It was so pretentious and annoying. The whole meeting was dumb. The whole rollout for this whole Tidal thing was just ridiculous. I can't stand it.
I changed my avatar blue
Like, who do y'all think
in
you are?
solidarity.
Who do you think you like? There was no. It was all for the artist. The whole Tidal app is for musicians. That's all it's for. It's not for the consumer. It's not for us to download it. There's nothing different from freaking Spotify. You know what I mean?
Higher quality
I don't.
streaming, Jesse.
You need higher quality headphones to get that higher quality. It's not like you could
Beats
put
by
on.
Dre.
It's not like you could put on some Apple iPhone or Apple earphones and listen to the title. Like, you can't do that. It's still going to sound the same as Spotify.
Well, if you're going to be spending $20 a month, that means music means a lot to you, so you should be investing in headphones anyways.
Yeah, true. I'm just saying that not a lot of people do. So, who are they really trying to get to this album or get to this app, really? Like, are you interested? I was interested initially because the whole like them on Twitter, and I checked it out. I didn't download the app. I just went through it on the App Store, looked at it. I didn't even download it. I was like, nah. I mean, I read a lot about it. I was like, nah, I don't want no parts.
Yeah, I'm not feeling it. Although they did mention, some exclusive albums they might have.
Yeah, I
If
mean,
your boy, if your boy's on there exclusively, are you there?
eventually, what's going to happen? All the artists, a lot of more artists are going to pull their music off of Spotify and go to Tidal.
And I'll go back to pirating.
Yeah, but they're going to pull it off of iTunes or whatever. They're just going to pull it off or anywhere that they're not getting the money from, and they're going to put it on Tidal. And I like changing music. I like, punking out the labels and all that. You know what I mean? Get your money, but shit, man, don't act like you're fucking poor. Like, don't beg me for that shit.
And it's not like they can put their stuff on there and, oh, we're getting the money. It's like, no, the labels are still getting their
Yeah,
cut.
this
Like,
is all
this isn't
about
anything outside
publishing,
of that.
right? This is all about publishing labels who own your shit, but.
Yeah,
But
pretty much. I you know what? I like you said you like change, and I feel like this is them trying to hold on to the past more than any real meaningful change, 'cause $20 a month, come on.
who the fuck you all think you are?
Did you see one of the justifications? Well, if you're gonna buy a $6 bottle of water, then you can afford this. It's like, I'm not buying $6 bottles of water.
Who's buying
Who are you
six
talking
dollar
to?
water? Who are you? Know your audience, sir. I think, and then the problem is, I like Jay-Z. Like, Jay-Z has a like he's always made smart business moves, recently at least with Roc Nation Sports,
Marrying Beyonce.
that too, and the whole Samsung thing. He almost made everyone like a lot of sheep go buy a Samsung phone so they could listen to his album. And that's all I saw when people started changing their Twitter thing to blue. Like, you're all just sheep, man. Like, oh my God. Like, the most I've ever done was change my background, my Twitter, to Kendrick's new album because I thought the picture was dope. But I wouldn't, like, if Kendrick came out and said, change your picture to black for my album, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I'm just listening to it, bro. Kanye comes
Would you
out.
though?
Yeah.
Would you though?
Change your picture to gray for my new album. Nah. I heard Will Smith's on his new album.
Is that tracklist real? I thought that was April Fool's stuff.
Oh, for all those April Fools. Like, I got, man. Like, I got.
I don't know. I honestly don't know. I just felt like it would have been more of a like a bigger deal that the tracklist,
It looked legit because I know
got
Will Smith's been working with
released.
him for the past year.
Is that why Jaden was there?
Probably. There was a lot of people. Daft Punk was there. Madonna. It was like a big ass Illuminati. It's ridiculous. Like, I don't believe in
Right.
Illuminati, but if there was any time to convince me, that was the time.
It was titled.
Yeah, Like, I've never believed in all that shit, but that kind of got me interested. I'm like, oh, I don't know, this looked weird. What did they sign?
See, if you look closely on every one of the headers and title, like I don't know if you saw like the list of it was like who was it, Rihanna and Beyonce and Madonna or something like that. Artist this, artist that. If you look close in each of their eyes, you see that fucking pyramid, man. You see the pyramid? It's there. You just have to look for it.
Gotta look for it. Stay woke, bro. I don't know, man. It's just that was a flop. But we'll see. We'll see how it goes. I'm pretty sure something's just going to change. And then, they probably put on that new phone for the Samsung, because Jay-Z has a thing with Samsung. So they probably do that and make it, where you download that. And meanwhile, Apple has Beats Music app. So when that comes out in the summer,
Oh, that didn't. I thought it just crashed and burned. I didn't
no, they,
realize it wasn't out yet.
no, this I heard it's coming back. Or last month, I saw Dr. Dre with the Apple people at a game. Like, they're actually doing it. And it's going to come out this summer.
I mean,
And I like that music app more than
you're good, I
Spotify.
guess.
I like that one more than Spotify and Tidal. Even looking at Tidal, but I like that one more. It's,
Why? What's
I
the
don't know. I don't know.
difference?
I just like the whole layout of it all and the playlist they have. And I just like it. And I'm not trying to say, like, if you like Spotify, you like Spotify. But I like Beats Music. I don't know why. I just like it more.
Racism, probably.
Probably, Dr. Dre.
So yeah, exactly. You know what? There's gonna be a big change for Tidal. It's gonna happen, and it's gonna come swiftly. It's when they get a cease and desist from fucking Spotify saying like, "Hey guys, like this is our app. Like people log into this and they're like, oh hey, Spotify, this is great." Dudes, you can't like just copy someone else's UI and just say, "Yep, this is mine now. I made it." It's insanely close, Jesse, like to a really scary degree.
At least Beast Music looks different and it feels different.
Yeah,
And is that?
yeah. Try harder, Jay-Z.
But it's not like, I mean, that app has been around. He just bought it. He just relaunched it.
Redesign it too, Jay-Z.
Yeah. What oh well. That's pretty much it for me. I don't know what else I'm excited for. Oh,
Did you listen to Luda's new album?
I watched Justin Bieber's roast. He didn't like some of the
Oh, did
jokes.
you?
Yeah.
Oh God, are you a Martha Stewart stan now too?
Nah, she wasn't that great. I thought Natasha, whatever her name was pretty funny. She was the best
N
one.
N Natasha Kills? Was she there?
Natasha Ghetto, something like that.
Hmm.
But she was funny. But and even Kevin Hart was funny. Like,
I would hope so, Jesse.
yeah, even,
I'd hope that comedian was funny.
but like he could be like Dane Cook funny. But he was actually pretty funny.
I've always thought that Dane Cook was funny, though. Is he not funny anymore? Why
No,
does everyone
man.
turn on him?
He's not funny. He's not a funny guy. But I don't know. It was cool. And then it got weird at the end when he did this whole apology thing. Hannibal made this funny joke when he's like, "I hate your music more than Bill Cosby hates my comedy."
Oh, dang.
That shit cracked me up.
But I mean, I you know what, Hannibal? Attack the person, because like Justin Bieber as a human being is worse than his music has ever been.
I wish someone would give me so much money when I was like between the ages of 18 to 21. You all would hate me. I
Would you have been worse than
would have been
Bieber?
way worse.
I don't feel like I'm that different from them. What were you like
I think money
as an
changes
18 to
everything.
21
I
year
think
old?
money changes everything. If you give me more access, it gives you more access to things. So I don't know. I don't know what I would be capable of.
But like, do you really want like the attention that comes with being a complete dickbag?
I don't know.
I would feel like I would like not have to interact with anybody. It'd be great. Oh, I want that steak.
Nowadays, yeah,
Awesome.
I would not want to talk to anybody. I'd go away. But between,
But back then you would have been like, look how great I
look
am.
how amazing
Look
I
at
am.
me.
Look at my gold sweatpants. Aren't they
Jesse, you
cool?
can't even walk in
I don't
those.
care.
No, but look at my motorized scooter to go with these gold sweatpants. Like, fuck.
Yeah.
You know what? If I was filthy rich, I guess I could see myself like abusing that, in certain
Yeah.
ways. But like, I don't know. I street racing in Florida or whatever.
Yes,
Why?
because I can. I'm fucking because I can.
Just buy land that you can do that on.
Whatever, I'll buy your land. How about that?
I'd have to sell it to you.
Not straight up buy it.
That's how that
This is
works.
how it works in my world.
It's the new Monopoly, motherfucker. Oh man, I have the deed
Don't
still,
pass
do you?
go.
And then it's magically in your hand. Like, oh no. Oh
Get
no.
off my land, bitch.
Can I at least have my dog? Nope.
No.
No dog. I don't know, man. It's what do you think the point of that roast was, though? Just so people pay attention to him again?
I think the point, yeah, that was that part, and also for him to show that, hey, I'm not gonna be a piece of shit anymore. Because at the end, like you had, like his whole speech at the end was weird. Like looked like he's about to cry and shit. Like he got really emotional. But
Was Usher there
now,
to like baby him?
Dave Chappelle was there. That made me mad because I
Damn.
was like, why is he on stage? Come on, Dave. But
No. Oh, did you hear? He got a banana thrown at him.
yeah, in El Paso.
No, in Albuquerque.
Jesus Christ.
It wasn't like an overtly racist thing. He was like being a dick to the dude's friend. Because the dude's friend is being a dick, so
Get what you get,
it just
man.
goes back and forth. Yeah, pretty much. And the guy was just, I guess, drunk, and he had a banana peel from earlier in the night. So he said,
What?
"Fuck you," and threw it up there. Yeah, that's what I thought too. Why does he have that? How does he have that? Are they selling bananas at comedy clubs now? Like, what is? There's so many like missing links to the story that I need to know. And then I just decided, no, I don't need to know this. I'm just gonna walk away from this. Yeah. So is he coming to Lawton?
No, he's going. I'm really jealous of everyone in El Paso. Really jealous.
They already saw him. He's gone again. Came and went.
Was it good?
Where
Did
were
you hear
you,
that was good
Justin?
or not?
I have no clue.
You didn't
Don't know
talk to
anyone
him.
who went.
No. Damn.
Yeah. I know people did exactly what I fucking hated them for
I'm with
doing.
James, bitch.
Yep. That was mentioned in a write-up on the show, and I was like, "You fucks, why are you doing
Stop.
this?"
This is why he doesn't want to do this shit.
Exactly. And it's like, yeah, I'm just thinking about that, and it's just like, why, guys? Like, does no one have any sort of like presence of mind to like maybe let's not be like complete dirtbags?
I would love to watch the Isabel. Like, I would just tell me the amount, and I would go buy a ticket. But I gotta hope and pray that the crowd would be good.
Let me ask you this, Jesse. Dave Chappelle's coming to town on the night of the Floyd Pacquiao
Going to see
fight.
Dave Chappelle. I'm taping Manny Pacquiao.
Even though as soon as you exit the theater or wherever the show's at, people are just screaming
Woo,
about the results of the
Pacquiao won! He
fight.
knocked him out! I would destroy the whole lot of America. I'm going on a rampage like Hulk in the new Avengers movie.
Yeah, that's what I'm just saying, you gotta make some sacrifices somewhere. You can't have your cake and eat it too,
It'd
Jesse.
be Dave Chappelle though, straight up.
Yeah. All right. Well, now that I know your Chappelle preferences, I think that's all I really needed from you, like for life. This has been a good series. That's really these 91 episodes been leading up just to that one question.
Awesome.
And with that, it's been Mixed Noise, episode 91.
Peace.
Peace.
I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go. If I have to beg, plead for your sympathy, I don't mind, 'cause you mean that much to me. Ain't too proud to beg.